of the woman who's married covering her hair, but we have to discuss exactly how it should be covered. Okay, watch. Now, we discussed the question already last week of covering the hair in the privacy of the home, and he claimed that the Dominican in his place is the face of the Zohar is to do that even in the home, but to go in the street, everyone agrees. Watch this now. Lelech b'chshuk b'chotzer shel rabim l'chulei alma afim telech b'mitpachas levad l'chas osara mikri overes al das yudis asher telech b'redid b'lemala k'chol anoshim ken mevu asham b'simen kuf tezvof. What's going on? He makes it a statement as if everyone agrees that you have to have two coverings. Two coverings. Is this really true? It's hard to imagine that's really true. If you look carefully in the Mefarshim, you have the impression that it's not true in Siman Kuf Tezvav. He says over here you have to wear two coverings, right? Mitpachas. Now, what's a mitpachas? That's a word I think they use in modern Hebrew, right? Isn't the tichu called mitpachat? Right? Is there a tichu or something on top of the tichu? That's what he says. Is it really true? Well, let's see if it's really true or not. Let's look in Siman Kuf Tezvav and find out if what he's saying is in fact true. Now, it's true the Rambam does talk about two coverings, but the question, of course, becomes, what does the first covering consist of? Okay, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, and everything tells you to look at Shulchan Aruch, so we have to follow the Halakha of Chofetz Chaim tells us to look. We have to look. What it says. Here we go. Watch. What's considered das yudis? Look at this. Yotzos the shukol lemavi lemafur shabachos tiram bokembo rosha perua and never did kachol anashim afal pi shesar mechusam b'mitpachas. First glance is 100% right. Hagayogi, it's going verbatim. Verbatim. Getting the pressure, you have to wear two coverings. Mitpachas, assuming a mitpachas means what we call a mitpachas, a tichon. Not enough. Now, is this really, really true? You may remember we spoke about the Shita Mekubetzes, says that the lower level is what we call a kalsa, which you can see through the Maisa Reshes, as the Mefarshim say. And let's take a look here in what we'll call links. Try this, I'm hoping I'm right. See you soon. No, I guess wrong. Go back here. I guess wrong. Let's try this one. Somebody test it. I'm trying to get the right one. I'll tell you if you press the button. All right, we'll take a chance. Wrong again. Okay, go back. I'm playing guesswork here. Yeah? I know I'm looking for the Gro test. Drop it. Where
the angle? It's the bracket one.
Where's the bracket?
The arrow. The line of foolish, yeah.
Nothing. This?
Yeah, I think it's.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure it's really what they want. I made a mistake.
Maybe it's you. Last time you looked at
let's, it. Let's go to links. We'll chicken out and go the slow way. You know, so haste makes waste. I apologize for guessing wrong twice. I think it's Tess. No, it must have been Yud, I guess. So what I'm seeing over here in the Gemara doesn't seem to say anything much over here. The best place to look, I guess, really, is to, what we'll do is as follows. We'll take a quick look at the tour. That'll be the best way to see it. Sometimes the longer way is the shorter way. I was trying to save time, but of course, I lost time. Tour we've been to a few times. We'll read the tour first again, then we'll see what the Bach has to say. What does it say over here? Watch. That's Yudis also is Perua, I feel April the Rambam, the Kalsa Barosha. Abisha Bechusim, the Mitkos Rambam, the Mitpachas. No, we did. What's Mitpachas? So the Mishabruah's Mitpachas is a tichel, right? Because you have to have two coverings. That's Pashup Shat. However, the Bach says that can't be. Two coverings. Ain cover, Chalal cover. What was two coverings accomplished? This. Oh, we did be a Rambam near the Pirish the Kalsi with Pachas. Watch this. Sheyeshba Nekovim Kinikve Asal. That's the var. Not an opaque with Pachas as the Mishnah Brewer seemed to learn. Which I would, that's what the Pachas is about in Hebrew. Rambam says, no. A Mitpachas is something which has holes. Maisa Reshes. As Rashi said, according to Mother Kamen. Quoting the Shittim Kubetz, we saw it last week. I think it passes that way. Otherwise, you want to say you need two coverings, it's a pilpul and poskim. How can it be? You know what my answer is? A riot to me. Das Yehudis can change. If Das Yehudis means you have to have two coverings, nowadays we only have one covering, it's a riot that in fact can change. I'll bring it right from the Rambam himself. They always told the Rambam you need two coverings. I'll bring a Rambam. Let's go back to the Rambam himself. Go back to this source. Rambam. Hilchos Ishus. I read your Rambam. The Rambam himself. The Rambam himself, he's the source, right? He's the one telling us all this. You get an impression. I'm going to run Perek, excuse me. Rambam is in Perek. No, wrong again. Pressing the wrong button. Try it third time. The Rambam is in Perek with Gimel. What's he saying? Mokom shedarken shalutetz yisha b'shuk b'kipa sharosha b'vad achi aler redid achofes kol gufa k'motalis. They have to give a such and such. What does this mean? Mokom. Rambam said before, if you don't have a redid, you also belong suba. I'm steering Rambam. Rambam says in one place you don't have a redid, you also belong suba. Here he says in certain places where they go after where a redid. Terat says it all depends on the place. The Rambam says, even in this time, not 1,000 years later, right? The Rambam says, if there's a place where they don't go in the shuk without a redid, then the man has to pay the money for a redid. Means there is another kind of a place. The Rambam himself seems to say, you absolutely have to have a redid, otherwise it's tetz of lok suba. The answer is no. Depends upon the place. Depends upon the place. Oh. It's interesting on both sides. Mr. Brewer himself, we saw, insists on having two coverings. We saw in the Berlacha, that's how we started this, that's our first Mokom today, you have to have two coverings. Very nice, except there's one problem. The same author of the Berlacha is the Mishnah Brewer, as we well know. And Mishnah Brewer himself writes, in the same Simon Ayin Hay, that he's matter to wear a shekel. The shape is only one cover. Say a nochris. This means it's cut off. Right? Not Prius Rosh. Some disagree. Prima Gordon says, you can learn the Shulchan Aruch. Watch this. That, you didn't believe us last week. I told you this. That filu seir shall atzmo shenechtach v'chakachibro l'rosha gam ken yesh l'hokil. I like that. Black and white and print. Cut off her own hand. Kosovo. Not the minute to have Marasai. Fine. I'm asking you a question. Where are the two coverings? In Satma, they wear a shade, but on top of the shade, they have what? A hat. Can you do it, right? But he doesn't require that. But he required two coverings before. What do you do with discussion? So I saw this beautiful sefer that I keep quoting, the Est Snu and Chokma, Est Discussion. And I'll give you the source, you can look it up later on. page Kuf Chav Zayin in this beautiful sefer, it's Chelek Aleph. He has his kasha. How do you enter this kasha? A stira. Ulai gets one word, one line answer. Hachashash Shemo Kisui Echad Yoduz V'Yizgala Chelek Me'aseir V'Sheenken B'Peya V'Tzarachim. As the need for the second covering is not an intrinsic need, but it's a fear one covering will be dislodged somewhat. When it comes to a sheitel, which covers everything, it's not a problem. I like that. Rav Sternbruch says you should not distinguish between, you have to allow a sheitel. He's coming up against a bavadi who didn't allow sheitels. And he says, look, the post line, the Chagon HaSfarni, it's like racial halacha over here. Who's that? The Shulta Gibori. Ah, Sfarni. And he's the one who was the source for the head to repair Nachris. So he's getting a big tumult of Sternbruch. Don't think this is Sfarni is an Easter repair Nachris of a Shetel. It's Mutta for everybody. And he thinks the Shetel is very good because this other covering is not going to do the good job. Fine. Let's review. We spoke about last week about a kala. Okay? Let's turn to the Gemara one more time on Daf Tezvav, the Mishnah. Tezvav and Beis. Chazara. Tezvav and Beis. Mishnah says, In Yesh Eden Shiyotzos Vihenuma Verosha Perua Subosa Masai. Rashi. Verosha Perua Shesara Tsefeha. This is the rabbi which is brought, you see, that a pnuya need not cover her hair. So the Mephoroshim is Gaval, she's not a pnuya, she's an Arusa. She already had this marriage, had an Arison 12 months ago. We mentioned that the Ria Levi says that there's a special dispensation that we give for a kala, even though she's supposed to have covered her hair from earlier. How much earlier? Either even a pnuya or a sanarusa. The Mishabura passes, Psula sarusa, Asura, Sneda, Begili, Arosh. Passes the Chumra. The Sefer Yeshua, as you remember, passes in the Kula. Right? The big machlokas, Rabose. A tremendous machlokas over here. The Bach says that Arusa need not cover her hair. Okay? And the Maria Levi says a woman can keep her hair uncovered for the entire first day. Where does that come from? The Rosh Perek Beis Siman Gimel. Let's take a look for a minute. You've been there before. The Rosh Perek Beis and the Sefer Ksubis and Siman Gimel. What does it say there? Yesh Omrim, the Kol Shiva also means the stack of the Kalah. Ava Yom Arishin Shuviki Rachiv Eitz Abala Mutter. The Lokein Miyoyet Shiyotza Beinuba Rosh Perua. Vilesa, says the Heilige Rosh. Which is problematic. So based on the idea of the first day, which is the Yesh Omrim, the Real Levi suggests that the first day she's not required to cover her hair. And others say, no, Chas v'sholom, Chas v'sholom. The Rosh is only matter to be an aid by the chuppah. No, she has to cover her hair the first day. Only time it's perhaps mutter not to cover her hair is during the wedding itself. But that was the meaning they had from Shana Kadmonios. As a matter of fact, the poskim say, this quote, and this has a beautiful summary article, I just want to look over here, page Kuf Nun Tes, till Ayin Aleph. Just to give you a summary of this beautiful sefer, what he has about this critical topic. This is called Gilui Seah Rosh Pechasana, at the Chasana itself. Of course, the Shlomo Zalman says it's enough to have a veil. And Moshe says, as long as the majority is covered with this veil, it's good enough. Even if you can see through it, as I explained to you before, the time of the drasha, to know that she is married. Perhaps I've also had this following amazing limud schus for those who take the covering off completely at the wedding. I'm not happy with it, I told you before. It's a shadow of a Doraisa. Because even though there are those who claim it can't be a Doraisa, because even if she's in the sewer from the time of the Yichud Room, but you have to have sold to eligible. Sold eligible does not have to be in a suah, it has to be after the Baal lived with her. Kotva Shchivas Baal Shchivas Aboel. But it's, maybe it's a suffix, Hashem with Oraisa. So therefore, I'm against it completely for that reason. But those who are making, either they hold till the Pias Baal, there's no din Oraisa. Or if one wants to be, a little bit risky, one could say, look, she's wearing the white wedding gown. Everyone knows she's a mad woman. She's just got married to this guy today in front of all of us. So if the time of the drasha may not apply. What's the time of the drasha? But you know she's married. Or she's married. She's got married. That's a possible leeward's course, but again, I'm not putting much stock into it. Just giving you another possibility. It's interesting, he quotes over here, my birth, from a very, very excellent source. I'm a nobody, but he quotes it from a very important source. We are familiar with the words of the Holy of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. That's what we spoke about before. It's enough to have a veil. But he quotes over here from Shlomo Zalman's son, a letter that Shlomo Zalman's son wrote, and it's printed where? V'aleyu lo yivo. You hear it? The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, on the pasuk of Yoleh, you know the pasuk from Tillim, right? Where it says, Sichas Chulin Shtamidah Chacham Tzricha Limud. Even about that Sichas Chulin, to this man, Nochum Stepanski, who had two volumes, all of his conversation from Shlomo Zalman, he took notes, and he published it posthumously. I'm pretty sure posthumously, not a mistake. So, in the letter, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, it's enough to have what we call a Heinuma, even if it's thin, and his son, Avraham Dov Auerbach Shlita, who was Rav of Tveri, if I'm not mistaken, wrote the following letter. Look, he says, my vart. He says, it comes from Sota, because Parsha Shibator Mi'amari Be'ula, Shevinen Kodma Shlivas Ba'al Aboel. How do you like this? V'chein Hoya Mini B'dor Shalafoneinu. Okay? So therefore, even after the Nisuan and the Yichiru, it's enough to wear this veil. Baruch Shekivanti to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's son. So he asks a question. He says, wants to say no. He himself, the author, Rabbi Heber, on page Kuf Samaches, wants to argue to Rabbi Auerbach from Tveria. I don't agree with it. He says, look, you need every single din of Sota? No. We need the din of Sota Scha, which is Nesua, not before Nesua. The details, every detail is required. In Kino Yastira. All that's just Kino Yastira, you have to cover here. So he suggests that this is the same thing. That's ridiculous. The Tveri Rav is correct. These are details in terms of the Sota process, but the marriage should be a complete marriage. And the marriage is not complete, if you will, to live for the Bias Mitzvah. And that's the Mipaladei Yishev. And that's not just a side, Zeres HaKosu, such as Kinu. No, that's an intrinsic din. Kain Nirali. So for this reason, I think that Rav Auerbach is correct, and Rav Heber is incorrect, and therefore you have to wear a veil. And even though Rav Auerbach's argument would be there's no din d'oraisa until the Bias HaBaal, so she'll be mutter perhaps even with nothing, but you can't take a chance. Some people say you don't need that, it's a speka d'oraisa, it seems to be, but after the, but if she's a woman, she's wearing the veil, even though some say the veil's not enough, because she's a fully married woman after the Yichud. That's already a sfeika of the Rabbana, we suggest, because once she has a veil. So that's why I'm being matter with a veil and asring without a veil. Okay. Can they really? Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's turn our attention back for a moment to Kuf Tesvav and the Bir Agra. Watch. We saw the Shulchan Aruch. And we saw this last week already. Lo nirakei midivrei haposkim. He's saying v'divrei haturvah shulchan aruch tzarachim, and the poskim are against. So I want to go over a little bit more with you, and I'm using the beautiful sage called the Birchas Eliyahu, who explains to us what exactly the Vilna Gaon is talking about when we have trouble following him. The Gaon speaks in riddles, in Kitzurim, in Ramizis, tells exactly what he means. Okay. So if you remember the Lashon, let's first see the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's Super Bowl. Super Bowl. We should have a chutz of split screen today. At least to be in the spirit of the times. But I don't have one now. So we'll have to do, we'll go back and forth in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gaon. Let's read the Halav Elf Havdalos from the quarterback to the receiver. Havel Elf Havdalos. Okay. What is Elvian? Shulchan Aruch, what's yes? That's Yudis? Yotis L'shuk O L'mavoy V'fulosh O B'chotah Shirabah Bokimbo. You remember where that all came from? That came from the Yerushalmi that said that the Mavoy V'fulosh O Chotah Mok is the equivalent of the Shuk. V'rosha Perua V'en L'vidit K'ol Anoshim. Okay, so see, what's wrong? It sounds good to me. What's wrong? So the source for this din, take a look at what I'm saying, the Rosh Siman Tes. See what the problem is going to be. Rosh Abel Sain and Siman Tes. Perik HaMadir, our Perik. Perik Zayin, Siman Tes. What does the Rosh say? Rosh says, have a look at the time. Rosh Perek Zion, Siman Tes. Haven't seen? No good? The Rosh Perek Zion, Siman Tes. Now, things which are in my edition, which are bolded, we think come from the Gemara, not necessarily. Could be come from the Riff. We'll see right away the bolding with thoughts I invade and invade. Here's the quote from Yerushalmi. In my edition, it says, parenthesis, Bepirki and Alokha Zayin. Everyone see the place? Towards the end of Siman Tes. Yerushalmi. Chotah Sherab and Bokimbo, Harehu Kemavud. Sherab and Bokimbo, Harehu Kechotzer. That's the Yerushalmi, which is obviously quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch. Where the Yerushalmi says, Chotah Sherab and Bokimbo, Zinah Kemavud. Okay, and a mavi is the equivalent of a shuk. That's the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, and a mavi that there's no thoroughfare, so it's considered to be a chotzer. Fine. Now the Rambam, when he said all this, let's take a look at the Rambam. I'm gonna have to a triple screen. The Rambam. Is the Rambam now? What is this on the screen? Is it Rambam? The Rambam in Perek Chaf Hei, we quote this halacha. See what he says. Perek Chaf Hei halacha Yud Beis. Wow. This is obviously incorrect. Close this out. Let's just type all over here and then it's safer. Maybe it's Chaf Dalet. Here we go. The chain of Yotisa Perua, Mechotzer the Chotzer, Pesach Amavi, Hoel Vesor Mechusim and Mepachas, Eina Overes Aldas. And what is he? The Din in Halacha Yudbeis? Shuk, Mavi Mefulosh, Rosh Perua, and everything called Anash Mepachas. He never said to Yerushalmi that Chotzer Shabokim Barab and Medina Kamavi. That the Rambam omitted. The Gaon points out, I'm omitted it. Okay? And when it says, Mechotza lechotza v'derech mavui, it means the mavui she'enim a foolish only, that is both the Bekalsa, left out the Yerushalmi completely. The Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi, explained to the Gemara. Fine. And they hold, the chotza sh'av and bokimbo, mavui, even a foolish, dafka below Kalsa, the she'enim Rambam b'hem, below Kalsa Mutter, as Tosa said, Dimitri Mishuchan Aruch Sarachiyun. What does that mean? Let's go back to the Gemara. Can we chazer again? The Rambam never mentioned the entire Yerushalmi. Never mentioned it. Right. Left out the Yerushalmi. So when it says in the Gemara, Mechotzer, Mechotzer, Derech Mavui is means Mavui She'eno Mefulish. The Mavui Mefulish, forget about it. What the Rambam write? The Rambam said, what did Rambam say? Mavui Mefulish, forget it. Mavui Mefulish, that's like a street. That's terrible. And when he says over here in the next halacha, so Hamavui, what does he mean? The Mavui means the Mavui which is not a foolish. He didn't say a foolish, but foolish is forget about it. Mavui which is not a foolish, then from Chatzar to Chatzar, just briefly, would be okay, quote the Shita's Haramba. The Rosh quotes the Rishalmi. Okay? What does it mean? Chatzar Shiram and Bokabo and Mavui, any Mavui, if you're Mavui but foolish, you can go with Kalsa. And there's no rabbim then, even below Kals is mutter, because it's like a chotzer. Tosu said so. The Torah Shulchan Aruch HaShver. Why? Neither nor. As far as Mavim, but foolish, they pass them like the Rambam. That even with Kalsa, it's a problem. Right? They said the Ferish. Mavim, but foolish, even though you have a mitpach as a Kalsa, it's still a problem. Okay. That's no good. Kadagamara means only Mavui, she'en of a foolish. That's Shita's Rambam. As far as Chotzer, what does he say, the Shulchan Aruch? He says, Rav Shabokimbo has in of a Mavui, which is also the Kalsa, that's based upon the Yerushalmi. And according to the Yerushalmi, Chotzer, Rav Shabokimbo, and Mavui, a foolish, Shabosai, Kalsa is Mutter. So the Rav, the Turn of the Shulchan Aruch, neither nor, neither like the Rambam, nor like the Rosh, it's Kasha. I says the Gra, he must need like the Rambam know the Rush, but there's nothing intrinsically wrong with that Shita. The Gra writes, Rambam doesn't say Chotzer at all, Mavim a foolish Bulvad, Chotzer is Mavim Mavim Eshem a foolish, Shafka, Hishmer Rishami, Rush quotes Rishami in the Gemara, Chotzer Ambokambo, Mavui, that will occur, I'm going to feel the occurs of most of it, so Tarsus, to Jacob Tarim, after Yeshloma, the Gemara Shalon of Mavim Eshem a foolish. The Harishalmi, but Mavi, but foolish. There's a way out. Nonetheless, Lo Nira came, we did Poskim. So we should have a way out. There's no logical inconsistency in what they're saying, but the Poskim don't say that way. Why? Because the Poskim quote the Harishalmi on the Gemara. According to that opinion, the Rush, even our Gemara, it's Mata Bekalsa, is talking about a Chotah Shiraman Bokabo, Mavi, but foolish. So there, but the Machabo, I said that. It's like neither nor, it's like nobody. However, it's possible that the Rush holds that way. Why? We're in the Rush. What did the Rush say? Take a look. Look at the Rush, right over here. And to make it even faster, you can look at what we call the Kitzer Piske Rush, which is in fact written by the Torah. For the Kitzer Piske Rush, what does it say over here? V'chein yotzi v'kalsa rosha v'lo tzif l'shus harabim v'mavim v'fulush. Over Chotzer Shiram Bokamo is also Overis Aldas. Avon Ein Rabbe Bokamo, Umovu Shenim a foolish, Lotate. It's exactly the sheet of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch. So don't tell me it's not like any poskin. The Shulchan Rush applied at the Tur in Kitzur Piske Rush, said it, that's Pashup Shad in the Rush. This is the sheet of which the Vilna Gaon says no one said before. Well, we have it over here, of course, it's the same person, it's the Tur. It's the Tur. But the Torah doesn't have the Rush that way. But you can't say that nobody held that way. No. 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 You can't have shot that way. That shot is a legitimate shot. Oh. Fine. We saw the Tazah this way. We saw this last week. But if you remember the Kasha we asked against the Torah, the Tur's Lashon Rav over here, the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Where is the Tur? One more time to review. What does it say over here? Da'akas, because of the Rambam, Ilam Achuzim Mepachas, no redid, taste of the Ksuba. דאַט איז דער שרב, אויב מפולש, קאָש אַ באגבא, אַבער באב איז שיינער מפולש, פֿאַרחאַט איז אַ באגבא, לאו טייט זיי, דער קוועשן איז מי לאו טייט זיי. שיי דאָ שו זיי דאָ איט איז אין פאַקט מוטער, ביי זיי איז קאַש, מוטער. סו וואס פּיפּל אין מיי פּאַסיבל אנס אין אַ חנאמי. איז טאַקע מוטער. Why is it taka mutter? If you recall, that according to many poskim, Rabbi Osai, there was no in between. There's no in between. If you're overis, teitzer. Lo teitzer means, by definition, is mutter. Great. That's what I want to answer Bezos' discussion. The tour completely left out the idea of being exposed completely. Left it out. Why? Here's my answer. It's not called Asyudis. It's Mefurish and Pasuk. Mefurish and Pasuk. And Rabbo said the fact that the Torah didn't mention the additional issue was exposed completely indicates, at least to me, that he held against the Bach. That in the house, the woman's allowed to keep her hair uncovered. Because otherwise, they should have said so. Cain nearly. Dreadful. Somebody asked me yesterday on Thursday, the men have to cover themselves. Someone asked me, you asked me?
Maybe.
Yeah. Someone asked me, I think you asked me that question. So we'll talk about it. To Rabbi Osai, does a woman have to cover her body when no one is home? There's nobody home. All the drawers are, there's just not much, no one's around. So.
You still do, I think.
What?
I guess they're just like a basic, like, halacha.
How do you know? Obviously, you're never around. I'm talking about a house where there's no man in the room. So you could never have seen this. There's a whole chapter about this. There's a chapter about this called Kisi Arosh Aguf Babayis. Okay? So, it starts on page Kuf Mem Ches. This piece goes 10 pages. He says, the covering the body is like covering the hair, and it's not necessary if there's no strangers in the house. And a husband, only if he's making a bracha. It seems to me that there are people who are more machmir when it comes to other members of the household aside from the husband. And of course, it's certainly true that a woman is no more lenient than a man. What's the luck of a man? And a man walk around naked. There's no one in the house, just walk around naked. So the Mishnah Brewer is very, very upset with that kind of any such situation.
Mishnah Brewer said you can change your sheets.
Hold on, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. Mishnah Brewer, see what it says. Very beginning.
You're definitely not
want to
make
brachas like that. Okay, that's Shoshana. We're discussing just walking around Stamkach. Let's take a look. See what it says? The Mishnah Brewer discusses this very question. Then you get dressed when you're sitting down. Otherwise, you're Gala Gufo. The Adam Tzorl is not even sneers with Bush Nek on his brother. And Philip Shulu Yet Laila Vachadri Chadorim. Hello, Malach Cholos Kavodo. Kachashecha Kaora Lefanu Yisbarach. V'chein Tzorach Lizor Tomin to the Mishnah Brewer to the Machlas Tamzeh Shalom Malchum Hakrech. V'legalos Mitzora Afilim At. What's that mean? Koma Shedarkol Lias Mechusim V'Begodim Liolam. What does that mean? That's exactly the problem. Aval Rashar Legalos Yodo Ad Kupudo. You're till the elbow. V'Tzavor Ad Achazeh. And you can go with your neck exposed to the chest. Okay? And therefore, the anpalos, what's anpalos? What's the word this means? Look at your computer. What's anpalos? What's the computer? What's anpalos? No one has. Okay. Okay. What's anpalos? Yira lelovshem o lefoshtam gamken tachas asadin shalagalos raglov. Your socks. What, to put the socks on underneath the sheet? What's going on over here? I both say, has anyone in this room put the socks underneath the sheet? I never heard of it.
Underneath the sheet?
That's what he says. Tachas asadin. Shlo legalos raglov. Shouldn't expose your feet. Shedarkon yos bechusos la'olam emedinos elu. Shenhochen yochev afila b'kayetz. No one walks around without socks.
I mean, on one of these dictionaries, it says
I'm close,
it's not like bias, more like
slippers. Slippers, okay. So slippers, socks, whatever it may be. It's impossible otherwise. Or, based on merchants, everyone goes around naked. Okay? That's no pritzus. Or you're going swimming in the Nahr. But you should get dressed close to the Nahr as much as possible. And when you're in the Nahr, you don't have to cover anything. No? If you cover your erva, it's like Bosh Bedom, like you cover for Bishop of Avinu. When you come back, so you have to be careful to cover yourself a little bit. Ad kan Rabbi Osai. There's a chumra nifla of the Mishnah Berurah that covers up completely and get dressed under the sheets, even including your socks. I don't know. It seems a chiddush nifla v'noira ad ma'ot. Where's the cat? What? Yes?
Aren't there supposed to have issues with the Arsala woman? Aren't there supposed to have issues with the husband looking at the woman's Makomas Mechusin? If that's the case, how could she walk around?
Husband allowed to look at Makomas Mechusin.
Not right to everyone, no.
Why not? Well, she's a nida not. So you have merchants, even make up a nida. But merchants of a nida has to walk around covered, not the way she walks in the street, but, when she walks around the house normally. When she's not a nida, there's no problem. I'm not saying that the woman should do this. What's the source of it? Where do you get it from? Olive, maize, what does this mean? Shartian, you know what it means? So let's take a look. See what it says. No. The prima godem, the arts of Sakhayim. Everything's coming from the prima godem. It's true. Prima godem said all this. Let's look it up, Prima Garden, in its original. How are we going to get there? The only way to get there is this way. Right. I'm back where I was. Why were you? One second. Hold on a second. Links. Give me a second. Shulchan Aruch. Now you want vital links. Prima Garden. Eshel Avraham, right? Take a look. I'm not the one who said it. Sukkotin, Dalit. Sukkotin, Dalit. Lo kol shalokan kama amas begili aguf arosh. V'chein rashar legalas yada akubo shalokan elem bogin. Elbow. That's it. I don't know. It seems to me that all you have to cover mikir adin is the erva itself. So if a man walks around in a bathing suit all day, even with a I'm not recommending it. I think it's not nice, but I don't think it's an easy to get rid of. I don't want to be makpa with. Why I tell you a klal? You makpa too much, you don't make it too much. People walk around with nothing. That I'm against completely. I'll fear fiercely against that. But at the same time, if they're wearing, walking around in the house with a bathing suit. Again, I'm not recommending it, but I don't think it's a make it a problem. You know, these days the guys in the summertime they're playing ball outside with shorts. So they say, how can you answer it in the house if it's a right? And when I was growing up, when they had to play ball and the high school guys they would play, what was it called? Shirts and skins.
Still do that?
Still do that?
I mean not anyone has
not, not in my where I come from anymore. They stopped that. But they would walk around the words in this pool, they were in the basketball court, they were working just during basically shorts. Right. So now we wear a little more than that, but that's in the house. Seems to me it's more to walk around that way. Although I'm not recommending it. Yeah. Yes.
If he mounters swimming with no coverings in the river.
Only if there's no members of the opposite gender, obviously.
No, yeah. But presume and base Americas because people walk around
right.
Like that normally,
right.
Then why would you have to change under the covers if in the privacy of your own bedroom it's normal to change your bedroom.
He doesn't like that. He says the only time you should have to do is obviously if you're going swimming into a shower, you're not going to go all your clothes. It's not, you have to bring your nafek. But in the house, he wants you to cover everything until your elbow and including your feet. And that's wild because they all walk around with socks. I don't know. Seems to me that's not Mikir Adin. No one doesn't want to do it. Bevakasha. Seems to me when you're getting dressed in the morning and the evening, the only that has to be covered is the Mokum Arab crop. Everything else beyond that does not have to be covered. Can't be really.
Right, and how about, should you be mounted to, keep your towel, right outside the shower, so as soon as you get out of the shower?
The shower's in Americans. I don't understand.
Could you leave your, presumably you can't walk from your shower.
Well, let's first talk about a private house, where the shower's in the bathroom. Okay? You're allowed to look around the bathroom with nothing on. What are you doing? It's a bathroom and there's a shower curtain. If I put the towel on inside before you walk out of the shower curtain, no. No, not in my opinion. You wipe yourself and you put on your underpants and you can walk outside.
I mean, what if you leave your towel outside? Do you have to, like...
Outside of what?
Outside of the shower. Like, you forget to bring your towel into the shower room.
Again, what when you walk out of the shower, where are you walking into? Like,
the hallway.
No, chas v'shalom.
Can't if you forget, where are you required forget? To then, like,
I don't know
grab
if you forgot. What do you forgot? How do you get in? You forgot.
You wear your clothes inside.
Are you clothes? So you got to put your underpants on
so
before
you
walk out.
To,
absolutely.
Even if you're, like...
Absolutely. I'm a mach when I'm a maker. Yeah. I'm a mach, not to be seen naked. Chalila v'chas, only in the shower. But I know I'm a makel, you put your underpants on or your towel around your waist. You're allowed to walk that way till you get to your bedroom, wherever you're getting dressed.
You said something about Gusha Avram with the bris.
That's an interesting thing, that the person is going into the river and there's no one really looking at him in that direction. If he's covering his bris, it sounds like as if he's ashamed of his bris mila. I don't know what that means exactly. Not convenient for us. We're going to the mikveh, I guess.
Yeah, that's
what. We going. What? You should go into the mikveh. No one should be in the room when you go into the mikveh. I'm against all these public mikvehs, all these big mikvehs, kind of terrible. I'm against mikveh bechlal because of all the abuse. You should go to the mikveh twice a year. I told you, Erev Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and that's it. No more. I'm against all other mikvehs. Seem too much.
I personally always learned that. Even mikvah,
you're
still supposed to be sneezing.
Yeah, so I'm Baruch Hashem, you know, when I go to the mikvah, I have a room that joins the mikvah, you get undressed, jump into the mikvah, hopefully there's no one in that little tiny room, you go right back into the room and get dressed, it's finished.
Are you supposed to, but someone told me, like, you're not supposed to, like, wear a towel from the shower to the mikvah because it's the
Bushel Avram? Well, you can just wear your towel, absolutely should wear a towel from the shower to the mikvah, and where I come from, the shower to the mikvah is nothing, just the door, you go in, there's no one there, and no one sees me, nothing. No problem. Yeah.
We don't assume the halacha that a woman could be sitting down naked and make a bracha.
She can. So it's definitely the halacha.
But obviously she should be covered up though.
It's covered up on the bottom.
But so you mentioned not wearing clothes.
Listen, a woman should. I guess she has to wear her underpants. I guess the same as a man's underpants. If she's not, she sits down. The erva is covered by the floor. The woman's erva is different than the man's erva. It's flat, so it can be covered by the floor. She can make a bracha. I'm not recommending women should walk around that way. Please don't misunderstand. You want to ask a good cash, how'd she get that way? She's not supposed to walk around. How come my skin did it happen? Okay, fine. Yes, sir.
Aren't there also, like, if you know that they're going to be, like, inappropriately dressed women, then, like, you can't go to, like, places like that?
We're going to get to that.
No, so,
we're
going to
get to that.
So if there's already a lot like that, like, where are all these other halachas? Like, if you do happen to see, like, one... Your mindset should just be like, I can't be in that place.
You shouldn't be in that place. Someone's the person's walking in 185th Street. Did I walk 185th Street? Yes or no?
I guess
not. Okay, so you will walk there not in January on February 1st when it's 20 something degrees, but fast forward to May 1st when it could be 90 degrees. And you walk 185th Street. Woo! You know what can I say? It's a problem. Okay. Rabosai. So, very, very important, Rabosai, very important. We learned the Gemara Masechta Sota. I would like to review it again, because Rabosai, I'm running out of tears, but this is still so important that we have to review it again. Very, very important. It's a critical Gemara. The Gemara is like this. Watch this. The Gemara talks about Uparas Rosh Isha. Oh. Ein Yale Rosh. Kufa Minayin. Tamaloma Ho Isha. Uparas Rosh. Don't say Rosh. Rosh Isha. Uparas Isha herself. Kemata lo parts rosha, malame. She says you're revealing a body. Kavachomer her hair, malame shakohen so sirisara. Not enough that the hair be uncovered; it has to be disheveled. So says the Gemara, so does Avches Amud Aleph. That's what Rashi means, Rabboshai. Rashi and Chumash said that he dishevels her hair. Yes.
Sorry, are you presuming that disheveled hair is considered more unsneezed than
more unsneezed? Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But at least I presume nowadays with all the different hair products, it's less needless to have your hair like nicely combed and with all these different products. If it's disheveled,
I copy the measure needless in the world of today, because it seems to be the world of today is so porous that it's almost impossible to.
I mean, how about like in Mitzrayim when they used to curl their hair? Yeah. I mean, like,
can't tell what happened in Mitzrayim. I wasn't there.
I mean, with Yosef, Rashi said that Yosef curled his hair. Like,
right.
I mean, like, it seems like
don't know.
Disheveled hair is.
I want to show you Rashi. I want to go back to Chumash and Rashi. Chumash and Rashi. What could be more basic than Chumash and Rashi? Tanakh. Bamidbar. Okay. Basics are basics, right? What does it say? Uporas Rosh Ha'isha. What does Rashi say? You have to be honest. You cannot hide anything. Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Look. So says Kli Asara Ben Avazosa. Because of Gnosis Rol, Shagilia Rosh Nadas, Tata de Sastri, in Rashi in one sentence. Here he says, you unbraid her. Here it says, you expose her. Which one is it? Here's the answer, I'll say. Rashi gives us the reboot. Nikah in the poem is the galos, whereas Rosh's Chazal is even to dishevel the hair. That's an extra reboot. And to prove to, there's always some claim that according to Rashi, it's nothing wrong with the woman going around all the time, married woman, as long as her hair is in braids. As the Magen Avraham was talking about braiding the hair. Chas v'shalom, Rashi never said that. I'll prove to you that elsewhere, from a parsha we're going to read very soon, that Rashi's of the view that that cover, parua means to uncover. Where's that? In Sefer Shmos. We're holding in Sefer Shmos right now. In Perek Lamed Beis, the Bosai, Pasuk Chafei. Ki paruahu, ki paro aron the shimtza bekamehem. Oy vey. What does that mean? For the Chet Egel. What does it mean? Says the Heilige Rashi. What did Rashi say? What pasuk was it again? Yeah. Watch. Parua megule shiniskala shimso v'kilono kamo uparas rosha isha. Don't tell me that what the Rashi paro just means to dishevel the hair. Here it says klar means to reveal the hair. That's pshuta shel mikra. The drasha is in an additional level. And therefore, Abosai, this beautiful Sefer starts the very first perek, page Aleph, starts Chovaso Yishol Chasos Es Gufa. Where does it say in the hell of the Torah? Where does it cover a body? It's all the one, the matter of one. Where does it say it? Where does it say it? Show me in the Chumash. He quotes the Gemara on page Gimel, Sota Dav Ches Avod Aleph, and he quotes from a Sefer called the Mishpat Tzedek, who's he? Maram Malamed, who lived at the time of the Marashach and the Marival. Now you want to look up when the Marival lived? You can look up on your computer. When the Marival lived, I'm not exactly sure. Marie Ben Leif, look it up. Marie Ben Leif, he lived, I'm thinking maybe in the, I don't know exactly, 16th century or something along those times. You have it on your computer? Marie Ben Leif. Abbasid is a Kadman, not from this, from yesterday. And he writes as follows. Just as the Gemara says, that's covering her hair, uncovering as a Doraisa. Kein no ma shegilui haguf v'halev sheyetzor legalos ba, the heart, that part of the body, the chest. Havi midoraisa. Acha de mehaisha nafkalon ken lechalek the drasha acha de kula mikro nafki. How do you like that? So the same as uncovering the head is an isa daraisa for a married woman. Uncovering the body is also asa. You say only for a married woman? I don't think he means that. It's for any woman. Now in the footnote, he does say, you know, we don't hide anything. In footnote 15, the truma sadesh is the whole din of covering the head is only the rabbanon. According to the Rambam, it says only the rabbanon. When you cover the body, is also only with the rabbanon. Only with the Rabbana. So, no, I don't think so. Ha'aras harav nevinzal. Who went to the team? Bakotel? Nevinzal from the G'dol Yolim. Look what he writes. Look what he says. He writes over here as follows. He writes a kutuz dine malbushay noshim. Who was this? Maybe it's Rabbi Zilber. The Easter atzmi, the woman to be naked, milvad mashigoremes lahachshelas acher. It's talking about the people seeing her. No, who says you can't go around naked? Isha yoshevis v'kotzach halosa. So what is the answer, Rabbi Heber? The dafka bebeisa. We're talking about Rishus Rabin. Oh, Nevinzal says in the house, probably, literally she goes naked, technically speaking. Not a problem. She can make a bracha, we even see. They said before she can make a bracha, so how can she walk around that way? That's your kasha. We had before, he gives a teretz on page Kuf Mem Ches and Tes. Yes, your kasha. Look what he answers. The Choresh head of the Galat, you the group of Abites? No. Just say she can make a bracha, as opposed to a man. Won't go into details. You have to say Pshat Gemara, Merchatz, V'cheder ha'im tsoi. The three verses of Merchatz. The Merchatz proper, you can't make a bracha. The Merchatz cheder ha'im tsoi, when there's no one else there. Okay? In that case, she's allowed to walk around naked, she's allowed to make a bracha. Hoka b'mayaskina. Alright. Page Kuf Mem Tes, the top line, is beautiful saying. Okay. I don't know. I would have said that the Easter of Pruas Rosh is only in the presence of others, and the Chiyuv of Pruas Aguf is also only in the presence of others. That's the Easter of Pritzus, and as the Moshe writes on Shiva, that's only in the presence of men. He quotes Rav Moshe's Shiva. It's considered to be Pritzus. I agree, it's Pritzus, but perhaps Rav Moshe only meant it's Pritzus in the presence of men. If there are no men around, we're not going to call it Pritzus. That's what I thought. What's Igros Moshe? Again, that's what I thought. Fine. He goes back into the very beginning of the Sefer, page Dalet Tuvav. Look what he writes. Now he already established the Chiyuv Doraisa for the cover of her body. So why would she expose this to zero? It's only a Das Yehudis. The Doraisa, derived from Sota. That's his kasha. What is the answer? Good kasha. So what is the answer? He says, the distinction between the Zeroa and the Guf itself. Sounds like me already, right? That's what he's saying. That seems to be the distinction. Read it again. Why is that? He says a person, the woman shows us Roa, still not considered to be Das Yehudis. Okay? No. L'chein nira le'osa l'hishlechalek. Page Vav. Bein Zeroseo, the Bein Shagufo. Kitzu Zeroseo, not the Raisa, Das Yehudis. But her body proper is, who said it? Guess what? Mishpat Tzedek. When did he live? When did my revival?
1500.
I got it right. We're talking about the 1500s. We're talking about more than 500 years ago. Rabbi Isaac. It's not a chumra from Rabbanah from today. I read it in Mishpat Tzedek. Zos she'idu on that she'i megala cheka. Kfo hoysa megala libo she'betot mokom cheka. Havi alveres hadas Moshe. And alveres hadas Yehudis. Megala Zeroa. Ah. And the priest goes down Mars Rosea Bisa Shemaras Cheka. And Cheka is Das Moshe. And Zeroa is Das Yehudis, Rabosai. Cheka is Liba. I'm sorry to say it, these very low cut stuff that goes on now even in some Orthodox circles, well, I was at a wedding with the mother of the kala. I was sitting in the back, and I'm just all the other side, and she walks in with the kala, and then she's sitting there right in front of me, she's facing towards the kala, and I'm right behind her, completely exposed in the back. Totally. It's a front wedding. I mean, you know, hey, what's going on over here? So I kept looking to the side, you know, because a little there. But much worse in the back of the front. Much worse. Terrible. So he passes over here. That's a violation of Das Moshe, as evidence for the word, the Drushas Chazal, Uporas Rosa Isha, means not only so much of Soda of Ches, means Liba. That's the drasha of Ha'isha. So the Rosh tells you have to even dishevel here. Yes, I'm sorry.
I know someone. I'm just curious if this kind of works out. Where if they were to wear a shirt, then the back goes a little bit low, not like incredibly low. They take their.
You want to know where the boundary is?
No, they take their hair.
Right.
And they cover it with their hair because they
cover the hair with the hair.
No, they cover their hair. They cover their back with their hair. So
sing a little bit about Mary.
Mary.
So the hair is also.
Is that just as bad, or is that?
I don't want to. I don't want to be trapped with the question. What's just as bad? Bad. Bad. Bad.
What if it's a shaytol?
Oh, shaytol is then. Yeah. Oh, shaytol is different story. I don't know. Rabosai, hold on. Slowly.
No, it's not terribly low. It's just
slowly. It seems to me, Rabosai, the Mishnah Berurah, if you recall, said that there are certain parts of the body which you could are das yudis, and according to his opinion, can never be changed. Right? Look what he says. Poneya de ragleh. Right. Avos roseh v'shoka afil regina lebugula lebuzis osur. Where do you get it from? So remember source hay, shara tzien hay. This I think I'm pretty good from getting it right. Eliyahu okay, ksuba zayin beis do das yudis. Wait a minute, that's talking about zro sel begulos ksuba zayin beis of the beis. What about shok? How did he know that shok was the same as zro? He assumed mishnah berurah b'alacha assumes shara tzien assumes that shok is exactly the same as zro arabosai, and as a result he claims it cannot be changed. He claims it cannot be changed. In my opinion, what's the question? We'll see. So what he thinks the shok is the thigh. Okay, shok is the thigh. One could argue, Rabosai, that the upper part of the thigh is already part of the back. The way that you should draw the line. It's mamasha, the right, which in my opinion cannot change. But I think that the zero and the shok perhaps can change. That's a different chamudas. But he found an amazing source, Rabosai. So I want to show you if I can get it for you, if I can find it for you. We'll see soon. Rishonim, Rabosai. Until now, we haven't found any Rishonim. We're only discussing Poskim, Rachronim. Let's take a look, Rabosai. Kedushi Haran. Yuchas Haran. Let's see. Shabbos. See if it's the right one. This is a pseudo Ran, Rabosai. The pseudo Ran. Watch this. Am I looking at it carefully? That's the discussion we spoke about where the woman, you're afraid she's going to take it off, she can't wear it on Shabbos. But if she can't take it off, then she can wear it on Shabbos. Watch this. Hilka. Hani nashi didan. Didan. The Asli Bizroos Megulos. In his time and place. I can't actually look him up because we don't know who he is. It's the Yuchas to the Ran, it's not really the Ran. But obviously, it was a long time ago, people get confused with the Ran. Right? I don't know if they look at the new Ran, they discover who really wrote it. I don't know. Ishalfi Lech Lemechash. Again, Susan. Osli the Netzdos Bizroos saying, Tishu Drabin, Toika Lemechash, Tilma Shalfi Machu the Chaverta. Tolo Meganya Bizroa Megilu Zroa. She's not embarrassed to expose his Zroa. Kevan de Urche Behochim. After Rambam lo hit the letzayis atzada lekein darkel as haras lo shalavas bezeros bechusus. Abezeros bechusus lo. They posted Mori Harav. Get an impression of Bosai that the women in his time, they wet Mizrahs for Gulas, and they can't therefore put these things on their arms. He never said it's awesome. That was the meaning of this place. The Poshim shot in that run is that Das Yudas can change. Zerol was covered at the time of the Gemara, Ayin Beis and Bid Beis, called Das Yudas. But it can change. How do you like that? Does everyone agree with this run, disagree with the run? So this Sefer, this beautiful Sefer, he's the one that told, I gotta give credit, he showed me the run. I never knew this run. I never book either. The run of Samach in the middle of the Shabbos. I would never have known this. Bidvara Bavur, says the Heiliger Hesum Chokhma. Shagam Gilu is Roos Tolim and Minigam Akomos. Vizuraya the Demichamutis. I like that. Araya the Demichamutis. The Zerah can change. A Rishon. And there's no Rishon for Kert. Wow. So this statement is very helpful to me. He seems to say that both the Mishnah's Tzedek, what do you call it before? Mishpat Tzedek, who said, seems like me, the distinction between the body and the Zeroah. And then the next thing he quotes from the Iran, that the Zeroah is changed and that probably the body can't change. Hey, I found finally some support for me. I printed this 20 plus years ago. And now all of a sudden I found the Sefer, which was printed. When was the Sefer printed? Let's see. Came out. Tovshin Samach Zayin. Right, that's already here now, 8 years ago. The Baruch Hashem, I have support for what I had written a long time before. Wow.
How did you find the video that was
on it? I don't know. It depends probably where you are. In Lawrence. I don't know these days. It's not like Lawrence when I was growing up. Now it's a Haredi Lawrence. It's Flatbush East. If you're living still in Riverdale, it's a whole different ballgame. People walk around all kinds of ways. Even if you were a so-called firm. I don't know. It depends who you're. It's hard to know who determines the minute. I don't know. But let's go back to the fundamentals. He claims that most poskim disagree with this rabbi. But that's a bold statement. He doesn't have a funny reason. That is a whole mimer, the last chapter. Beautiful. I love this statement. He takes the right bull by the horns. You give him. Das Yudis. Hamishtana say they mean it? Question mark. That's exactly our issue. He says that the Mishnah Berurah says no. Yeah, he says that, we saw that. The Ran says yes. The Bechavudah says yes. So he wants to know, well, what does everybody else say? He wants to prove that it cannot change. Well, it's the Mishnah Berurah. We know the Mishnah Berurah already. But who else says? Well, the Dibre Chavudas and the Ran say it can't change. Who is going to go against the Ran? Talk about a Rishon already. Dibre Chavudas Veilam. A Rishon. He quotes the Rambam about Redid. I thought that could also change. Right? Because the Rambam writes the two places. Let's chazer again. In Perikov, Dalad he writes, you have to wear Redid. And in Perik Yud Gimel, as we saw earlier, he writes that somebody didn't wear a did. Yesh Mekomos without a redid, how can it be? Das Yehudis, Tolim and Minakam Mekomos. Absolutely right, in my opinion. Zeino. What is Zeino? What is Zeino? I think he's right. In my opinion, he's right. The Ram also has a good change. But right, Ram said you need two, and now we have one. Ram said you need a single girl to cover here. It's also changed. I'm a big believer that it can't change. I think Rashi says that way. It depends upon the meaning of the women. He claims in the Sefer that Rove Poskim are against that Ran. Where are they Rove? Where? Where are they Rove Poskim against the Ran? Who are they? Who can show me one? Yeah, Mishnah Berurah is against the Ran. True. Chayotim he quotes. Also true. But where are they Rove Poskim? Based upon the Mefurash Gemara. Gemara Pesachim. What's the Gemara Pesach? Mokam Shenagu. Mokam Shenagu. Mokam Shenagu. You can't change Minhagu. Can't change Minhag Ovis. In my opinion, that's not true either. It's not true. It's true it says, Eim Hashoram L'shanas Minhag Avosei Amatidish Torah Yimecha. That is true. It's a Mefurah Shemar Pesach Adonim Adbeis. If you look at the post, it's all about Minhag Avokomos. Minig ha-makomos, in a particular place, accepted a certain chumra, this should not permit it to change. If you go to a different place, then it can change. But I keep all the name of Galicia. My grandparents came from Galicia. All four of my grandparents came from Galicia. All born in Galicia. I don't keep the name of Galicia or the chumras. Nor did my parents keep all the chumras. It was Barney and Galicia. They moved across the Atlantic. It's not Barney anymore, but Pshuto. Even in the time of the Gemara, it changed from place to place. Seems to me. I haven't seen anybody either go argue against the Ran, or even called the Suda Ran. Did I find anybody? Nobody. Nobody. Okay. So now I also have to discuss what can't change. The body. How do you define the body? Let's discuss how you can define the body. It's a very delicate subject. So Rabbi Osai is a Gemara in the Septic Subis. Samachay Amid Beis. Open up. Samachay Amid Beis. Just see Gemara. Let's do with this topic. We'll discuss over here on the bottom. Look at the last Rashi and Tosis. The last Tosis on the Mishnah itself. Boast of Gomeshalom. What does that mean? This mantra of Seser. So the last Tosis, this mantra of Seser. Begam should be says the book of Shane Benayod and Michal and Niros. Shabagalui is Shabsa Bifone, Baka Shane Nira the Cole. Benifka Buatmo, Bosh Shabasa, Shabisha Benalabena. Whole discussion. So that's a Gemara of Samachayim and Beis. The question is now where to draw the line? What's Mokam Magula and what's Mokam Machusa? You have to look up this din. Where does this din come up, Rabosa? Where is this quoted Allah? If you look on the last end Mishpat, it says, look at the Rambam. Perek Dalet, Hiluchos Kovel, Halacha Tetzvav. Now we're going to drum roll, and we're going to find out where is the difference between one and the other. We're going to find out in a minute. Hiluchos Kovel. Get ready. What does it say? Cholba for now, watch the next word. Uvit Sarvara. Obiyodeha uzra osel. That's called begolim. And what's seiser? Everything else. He's matin, not only, he's even matin zra osel. Wait, how can that be? Because zra osel begulos, we said in our Gemara, is a violation of das yudis. Probably in the Rambam's time, zra osel were begul, like the Suda Ran. And savora is a neck. What's going on? Doesn't that show it can change? So therefore, there are those who want to say a nupsha. No. Doesn't mean that you can walk that way in public. Can't be that way. Because it's wrong, they say it can't be. Because that's Yehudis would not allow it. So what does it therefore mean? What does it mean? So perhaps they want to suggest that it means how she walks in the presence of her husband. Friends of her husband, then proves nothing.
That's what this problem means?
That's what they want to suggest. You believe it? Do you believe it? Well, let me read it from the Sefer. I read it from the Sefer as well. Page Yud Gimel. Quotes Rashi. Bizman Shabagoli. What does Rashi say? Shaboshet Shalom. Va'o Chinemes Salav Usovim. With the first kind of Rashi, that means Mokum Golila Kol. Husband's embarrassed. Second Shana Rashi, only in his presence. holds the first pshat in Rashi. Rabbeinu Yonah, Peshitta, holds the second pshat in Rashi. Sheshosh and Meshamesh is lefonov, Rosh HaBalatzim Mishpayash Menazov. They want to suggest that the Rambam holds like the second pshat, because he's not permits Rosh El. Shver Baruch, no? The Rambam didn't say, right? Begoli, use the word begoli. It's only in front of him, so much more than this to be begoli, it seems to me. So kids, look it up if you have a chance on these pages. This is a particular borderline over here. Okay, so assume that the neck is okay. Let's assume for the moment. Remember that the Ferris Shmuel and Brochas we had? He was very angry at those who exposed some of the Dodeo. But he was mad that Poneh Yodera Lev and Savara. Where's the Savara end? Where's the body begin? So the neck has four sides, two sides this way, a front and a back. Where's it end? See, he suggests when the neck starts to, the body starts to curve towards the shoulder, that has to be covered already. What about the front? The bone of the chest bone over here, the top bone right over here. See what I'm pointing? And from the back, the top bone, top vertebrae. Some say the second vertebrae. Don't jump to conclusions and extend your neck down to your pupil. The neck is only a very limited amount of space that's permissible. Okay. The big machlokas exists, I told you already before, whether the word shok means the thigh or means the calf. He has 20 pages on this. 20 pages. Called Haregel. He wants to know, what is the definition of the word shok? 20 pages. So Mishnah Berurah's Meikel, like the Prima Garden, that it means the thigh. You know, the Prima Garden wasn't exactly sure. Now, it all depends upon a Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos? Let's see if we can still get stuff. Should I start progressing things out? Tosfos, Rabosai. Tosfos is found. Tosfos found Masechta Menachos, Lamed Zayin of Beis. Talks about this very point. How are these words defined? Roa, Shok, how do they define them? Oh, here it is. It goes all the time with base. Kiboris. That's the place of tefillin. Where's that? Go over our bosa shebezroa bein beis hashechi, which is the armpit, the mabek, which is the kuda, which is the elbow. Tefillin go here, don't go here. Everyone knows that, I hope, by now? Okay? Fine. The chol mitzvah shebezroa. Right? So the zroa means the top part. Very good. Kosher b'zov and b'akum tefillin. Fine. So we know what zroa means. But also etzem ben yad the kuda between the wrist and the elbow. That's not called zroa. It's called kone. Quotes in Mishnah Masechta Olos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The ramach evarim a person has. You have six in every finger. Shnayim b'kone the wrist. Shnayim b'markek in the elbow. The Yechad Bizroa, one in the between them, and four on the shoulder. You see that the one close to the shoulder, that's called the Zroa. There's many riots from Shas, that's the way it is. Umashma the marpek biyad, it's the elbow. Tengan arkuva beregel, that's the knee. And atzil is kuda, is the elbow. Okay. Yeah, it's Rashi somewhere else. Fine. Going through all of Shas over here. That would be the entire Tosis. Going through all of Shas. Fine. Going through the entire sugya here in Menachas Taflam Zayin and Beis, what does it mean, the word shok? Watch this. Now, Ezos Roman a perp shal kuba at a kav shul yad. Kenegdan beregel shok ha'omer b'shlamen min ha'kuba. Perek shel akuva ad buko di atma ad ayerech. Tainu shnei atzlos betzen amtsoi. What's he saying? When it comes to an animal, the shok is in fact what we would call the upper joint. Yeah, not joint. The upper. What do you call it? Two parts to the leg. The upper leg. I don't have a better term. The upper leg is called the shok when it comes to an animal. Mew, here's the key line. Watch this, Rabbi Hosai. Here's the bad news coming. Umiu and Raya Mizroa the Behemo Lizroa the Odom. Toshok the Odom Nami, Lohavik Shok the Behemoth. It's not the all of space, but Shok. Chamisha Barkuba Viechad Vierch. Amakori Shok. Etanamachuba the Regel. He wants to suggest that the shok in a human being is the calf, not the thigh. Wow. 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 The problem? The problem? But the Greek of God was Megill. There are both sides of the question. What about the elbow and the knee themselves? Is that part of the shok? Let's assume the prima donna is correct. The shok is only the thigh. That's for the moment. Let's hope that he's right. What about the knee itself? Is that part of the thigh to be covered, or is it not part of the knee not be covered? What do you say? Who wants to tell me? Yeah.
Seems like so far we've been defining things by what they're called, and the knee has a separate name.
That's what I thought. So it's a pasuk in Chumash. What's the pasuk in Chumash? Who knows what pasuk I'm referring to? It's the Tochacha. It says, Ala birkayim v'ala shokayim. Shin ra. So it means that the birkayim and not the shokayim? So if the shokayim means the thigh, so the knee is clear pasuk in Chumash, it's not part of the thigh. That's what I thought. Nonetheless, here in the Sefer, as Suam Chochmah suggests, you have to cover the knee. On the Mishnah Brewer's Makel until the name had Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal.
Wait, is there anybody else implying you should cover the name?
No, I'm saying you don't have to. If the shok means the thigh, if the knee is not part of the thigh. He says if you don't cover the knee, you can't cover the thigh either. As a matter of fact, because the dress is going to slip up. So not as an equivalent to cover the knee proper, but you have to cover the knee, so if you're not going to cover the knee, the thigh is going to be exposed as well. Okay, that I can understand. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Tosis Mefurish against the Prima Godin. See, quotes over here, right? Tosis says against. But the Tosis is the only Rishon in the world? The other Rishon. He claims the same as Sidrei Taros, written by the Radzina, I think, and all those Perek Aleph Mishnaches. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Bartanura. That shok with respect to a person is also the upper leg. Same as a behemoth, not like Tosis. You'll find that the shok means the calf. It all depends upon who's talking. Who's talking? Is a Chazal talking? Or, for example, is the Torah itself talking? We have Tosis. Quotes of Tosfos. What about Tosfos Yeshanim? Are they able to help with the part of Tosfos? I hope. We'll see you soon. It's a Yuma, he quotes. See if the Yeshanim are get in. We'll see. We'll see if it's here or not. No, Yeshanim are not here. Will they have those journal links? Like where we came from, it didn't help us any. Oh, look at this. Tos Yeshanim. Amazing. Finding it. They wrote it down. What did I say? David's on Aleph. No. They wrote it down wrong. You quote whatever the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma is quoted as saying. And I'm just, I apologize, I'm not finding the right source immediately. That Lashon Mikra Lachud, okay, and Lashon Talmud Lachud. Even though the word Shok may mean the upper leg, in the Gemara, it sounds like it means the lower. It's going back and forth through the Psukim. It could be the other way around also. What's Gali Shok? That's the source, if you recall, in Brachos Chavtalev. Maybe in Lashon Mikra, it means the upper leg. Even though you find in Shulchan Aruch. You know, Rabbi, ever see a Chalitza in your life? Never saw a Chalitza. Maybe you eat.
Early Reese.
You saw one?
We did like a fake one.
We did a fake one, I forgot it.
Is it the shoe thing?
Yeah. But kids, where is the chalitza should go? On the thigh or on the calf? Who knows?
Yeah.
Calf. But in Shulchan Aruch it says that they take the chalitza off the shok. What can you more fairish than that? And then it took him in Sefer Shoftim, which clearly indicated, clear as day, that the word shok means the calf. I don't know. It's hard to know. Pasha Pshat, it refers to the calf. You gotta tell the truth. The Chazon Ish is misupik about it. Doesn't know who's right. Doesn't know. I can't say for sure who's right. Chazon Ish would want to say it really means the calf, but how can it be? It's against Minhag Yisroel. So it must be in the thigh. It's a tricky business, yeah?
That was the pasuk you brought from the Tovah with the
Karmi Shokai. So, again. Could be Lashon Mikra means, it's hard to know. It's very hard to know. I can't prove 100% which way it is. I'll just quote one more source. Bavadja. Let's quote Bavadja. And we'll have to stop. We're out of time. Tomorrow's topic is Kolisha. Whoa. It's even more exciting. Ravadia has a tshuva about some of these things. Say, use Aleph. The Ravadia has a tshuva about this. Not a Makatz as well, though. Look, young children, we spoke about the Chazon Ish, always Mishnah Berurah about this. Go to Ben Ish Chai. Shin Shear Vin Shalopas Tommy Begilis Ross and Nicholas Krishma Kenegna. Sarah Klava the Shokka Aina Bakla Ragleo. Shok Bisha. So on Sandy Bakal Yad. And he calls over here the Lechem Chamudas, we call the Divri Chamudas. And the Abbas is against the Rokeach, who says Ross was Kusei can't say it. No. Ain't Kavanoso al Chelek has Roa Elian son of Lakosi. No, he means the lower one. That could change. It's a Kol Hazro Adako Lios Megula. It's like Kappa Sidaim. It's like the Uvidar Zanova at Siros Lachas Hazro at Kappa Yad. By Simlin is Gaz Bekros Shalzav and some kind of cufflinks. Any chom and any chos are perfect, some of the guy of Yad are perfect. You leave it exposed until the elbow. That's what Lechemudas means. I don't believe it. They said he never meant the upper arm. I'm sure believing that that's what he means. I'm really sure believing it. And he quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. We read this last week. You meet the Talmud, they go around that way in the summer. It's not an Arab. Yishtag lo yomer. So she's not covered at all. Oh, their weddings. And their women were not pros rosh v'chasufeis rosh v'ein potzer t'per mitzavtzev. Quotes Yaskel Avdi. Mutav shir shogos. That's no riot. They close their eyes. They turn around. Can't be a riot from what's going on. So he says, he's back to the Ben Ishchai. It's not true. Ben Ishchai never meant to it. Never meant to be mad to that. Therefore, he doesn't like it at all. He's machmir in the sherev. Bottom line, we have out of time. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the sugya of Kolbi Sherev, which again ties into the sugya a little bit here in Tzubas, mostly in Brochus Kavdalit, and Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Hey. And Simon Khafal.